As we mark Black History Month, we've been exploring Black art and Black artists in a number of ways and media. Today, we have a poem for you to hear. Esperanza Cintron is the author of three books of poetry, including Chocolate City Latina, What Keeps Me Sane, and Visions of a Post-Apocalyptic Sunrise. She's a native Detroiter, Puerto Rican descent, and she holds a doctorate in English literature and teaches college. Here she is talking about a beloved yearly festival that celebrates the diversity of the African diaspora.
The African World Festival is my favorite festival. It used to be on the riverfront, which was really great. But when they built the Second Wright Museum, they moved the African World Festival to the streets behind the museum. And it's usually very closely packed because it's very well attended. People come out, they bring their kids, and lots of vendors from all over Africa, from Ghana, Nigeria, like the Sudan and so forth, they bring their wares, as well as African Americans. They set up art booths and so forth. And this was just one hot day when I attended one of these festivals. It's usually at the end of August, and I just sort of like taking a photograph. Okay. This poem is called The African World Festival. Streets narrowed by white tents, vendors tied on both sides like a third world street market. Browsing brown folks stroll to the smell of incense, barbecue, and fish frying. Speakers creak and crackle beneath the strained falsetto of an R&B quartet dressed in shark skin and doing a Motown dip and strut across the grand stage. The lone keyboard resolute as the sun-struck band takes a break, guitars and drums idle. Drooping parents sit on folding chairs or curbs, feet splayed. Toddlers lick cones and sticky-fingered caramel corn from wax paper bags near booths packed with wooden sculptures from Mali, metal via Ghana, and vibrant boats of cloth amid the musical voices of dark men bartering with smiles and straight white teeth as evening begins to tip in and the blessed air cools.
Detroit writer Esperanza Cintron reading a poem from her book, Visions of a Post-Apocalyptic Sunrise.